You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sound a new look and a whole new way to bring you everything Buffalo Bills. Bills Wall of Famer Steve Tasker and the voice of the Bills, John Murphy, bring you One Bills Live. Weekdays noon to 3 right here on the home of the Bills, ESPN Rochester.
You're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia with the managing editor of the Bills Wire for USA Today, Nick Wotan, joining us in the sports bar. His inaugural visit into the sports bar. We've got a stool saved for you here, Nick. Pull one up and let's get into it. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Thanks a lot for having me. And just off the top, I'm going to give a shout-out to the Batavian Canandaigua community. I actually used to do a little writing for them. So,
there's always a Rochester connection, Nick. I mean, everybody has a Rochester connection. You spent time in our fine city. It's a part.
Exactly.
We claim Canandaigua, Batavia. Nick, your takeaways from, I guess, well, we only had two open practices this week, the team building. So, when you look back at minicamp, what are your main takeaways from minicamp 2019?
Well, I think first and foremost, everyone's going to start off with Josh Allen under center. He seemed a little up and down at times. A 1 5-minute drill, he seemed to come through. 11-on-11 situation, 5-minute drill. The scenario they played out, he tied the game, got close to the goal line with field goal. You know, would have liked to see him punch in. On another one, it seemed like him and, I guess, Jordan Poyer were jawing back and forth a little bit. He ended up scoring on a scramble. But then at other times, visibly frustrated from Allen. And, you know, regardless, good or bad, you kind of got to take away the grain of salt. I mean, they're running around out there in shorts. It's not the real thing. So we got to wait till training camp, of course, to get to that. And then my other takeaway would really just be the lack of chemistry, I guess, the offense would be able to build. I mean, so many injuries between you brought in all these new guys, and you almost wouldn't know it because so many of them are missing right now.
Nick Wotan joining us in the sports bar. He's the managing editor at Bills Wire, USA Today, on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. I want to come back to the offense in a little bit, Nick. First, let's talk about the defensive side of the ball, and I'm curious as to how you see the corner position playing out opposite Trey White heading into training camp. Is this Levi Wallace's job to lose?
Yeah, I think so far, definitely. Through all the open practices, that is, keyword on open there. Of course, we're not able to see every one of them, so maybe Johnson or EJ Gaines got a chance to start across from Tre'Davious White, but so far it's been Levi Wallace throughout the practices, so that's a good sign for him. Of course, Sean McDermott really likes to make guys earn it, quote-unquote. I mean, you don't see Ed Oliver starting right now at the first-team offense, so maybe he's doing that with these veteran additions. But like you said, the last 7 games last year, Levi Wallace just locked it down. The competition he wasn't facing wasn't maybe the best that you could see in the NFL through the end of last year, but he certainly earned it. Pro Football Focus recognized him, and so far so good. And regardless, even if it is Levi, I mean, these other signings are still great. I mean, you saw last year, the past, we have, of course, Vontae Davis. You don't even want to say his name anymore in Western New York. And then even after him, Phillip Gaines went in, and that was a little bit of a mess. So injuries come about this year, that cornerback position, the Bills are going to be much better off this year.
Yeah, how far things have come here 1 year. Nick Wotan is the managing editor for the Bills Wire, part of the USA Today network. As we're looking ahead to training camp, everybody, you know, you love the camp battles, but boy, where do you even start on the offensive line? Was there anything surprising to you about how the Bills kind of mixed and matched their offensive line, not just through the minicamp, but through the entirety of the OTAs, Nick?
Yeah, it seemed like just with all these injuries you got going on here, I mean, they brought in 6 guys, and I think as we wrapped up camp or minicamp this week, you were missing 6 guys. They were, of course, not all the new guys. There were some returners that were out as well, but they were really just seemed like they were trying things out wherever. I mean, you had in the earlier OTAs, the first week of OTAs, you had Quentin Spain playing right guard. He's a new guy, but in his 8 years in the NFL, he's only played left guard. He's never played right guard. So even McDermott's trying to get a look at him there. Jeremiah Sterrell, he also played center. He can play center. He has played center, I think, going back to maybe college, but you wouldn't expect that. John Feliciano also played some center. I mean, this is, of course, just because there's so many guys out. Even only just got Mitch Morse out there. So it's surprising, but it's kind of not surprising to see Sean McDermott wanting to see what roles he can get these guys in. Even if maybe it does come down to John Feliciano playing center, you never know with the injuries that could go on. At least Josh Allen has taken some snaps from him, right?
Nick Wotan is the managing editor of the Bills Wire for USA Today here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Nick, the breaking news from this afternoon, aside from the schedule announced for Bills training camp, that the entire 2019 Bills draft class is under contract. Dawson Knox, the lone holdout, getting his deal done today. And he's had a big opportunity so far this offseason. Should we manage expectations for the rookie? I mean, we know how tough it is to for this position at tight end. The learning curve is steep for tight ends playing at the pro level coming out of college. And I think right now a lot of Bills fans have really high expectations for Dawson Knox out of Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, they I think they certainly should. I think to your point, they should manage those expectations a little bit. Again, he's a rookie. He's not going to be Ed Oliver as a top 10 pick, but at the same time, definitely has the athleticism there. He used to play quarterback, so definitely a good athlete. I know that's something that he said that he thinks is going to benefit him at the next level working with Josh Allen. Of course, he didn't score a touchdown either while he was at Ole Miss. Maybe a product of there just being too much talent around him. But to answer your question, I think you should manage it a little bit, but definitely monitor the situation going on. As you know, Tyler Cross, of all the injuries that we have going on right now, his with his broken foot is the most significant. Ian Rappaport from NFL Network first said that he could miss the beginning of the season, so he might be out for a while. So this could be Dawson Knox's opportunity to shine. And if he builds up that chemistry, I mean, even when Tyler Croft comes back, if that chemistry is too good to pass up, you could just see Croft at number two and then Knox at number one, depending on how the offseason goes.
Knox, a third-round pick. Let's talk about the other third-round pick, Nick. Devin Singletary, the running back. Danger and I are both of the opinion that at the running back position, you aren't wasting a year if you're drafting somebody that high in the third round. So we'll see Singletary, but the question is, how much? What's your takeaway from what we've seen so far about how the backfield is going to shake out in Buffalo?
I think we're going to see him in maybe some passing situations a little bit more than maybe you would think looking on paper. By that, I mean, he didn't really come out of college as a pass catcher, but during the early spring practices, he's been doing some pass catching. I mean, at FAU, they get the offensive game plan was get Devin Singletary the ball, hand it off to him, let him do his work. His numbers reflect that, of course. But throughout these spring practices, guys, we've seen LeSean McCoy, Frank Gore, and Devin Singletary get reps with the starting offense. So it's going to be interesting to see how that rounds out. Of course, Brandon Bean hasn't been shy about moving guys on. And around the NFL, we've seen a lot of running back by committee situations. But then, of course, LeSean McCoy just told the Buffalo News this week that he expects to be the workhorse. So just adding that little ripple in there, too. So.
Yeah, Nick, everything this season, you know, we could talk about the backfield, we could talk about the offensive line, we could talk about the defense. Everything is going to be determined by number 17 and how successful Josh Allen is in year two. A little bit of an advantage, maybe. He's got the benefit of continuity, advantage over his contemporaries. I mean, certainly plenty of change afoot in New York and you know, Rosen switching teams, Mayfield with, you know, another offensive coordinator. Are you starting to get a sense that Josh Allen can be the guy, or is Josh Allen just going to be a guy?
I mean, he looks like he's at least playing the part, right? I mean, by all accounts, he seems to just give off that franchise quarterback vibe that you kind of haven't had in the past in Buffalo. For me personally, he's got to prove it a little bit more with his arm. Of course, we saw the great athleticism. And you mentioned the chemistry, the guys around him, the coaching staff, of course, is the same. You have Brian Daboll back, the offensive coordinator. The playbook's going to maybe similar, maybe add a little bit more because he played a lot more than anyone kind of anticipated last year, right? But as we were discussing before, there's so many new pieces around him. Sean McDermott seems kind of visibly upset that so many guys are injured. Sure, it's spring, it's very early, but, I mean, Cole Beasley's getting out there, catching passes from Allen against wind. Zay Jones isn't out there, of course, and he's entering his third year. He's really a guy I want to watch this year to hopefully take another step forward. John Brown's new. He has so many guys that he has to build his chemistry with. So maybe if he's, even though he's not building that coaching chemistry, as he alluded to in New York, everything crazy is going on there, right? Josh Rosen, who knows how he's going to perform in Miami. But Allen does have to get on the same page with the guys around him that are on the field, not maybe the guys on the sideline, but the guys in the field for sure.
I love asking this question to our Bills guest, Nick, when you're looking at the wide receiver position, because you have Brown and Beasley and Jones. Who's going to end up being the leading receiver on this Buffalo Bills 2019 team?
You know what? I've seen a lot of John Brown, and I think that's a good guess. I want to call that a safe guess, though. I think it's going to be Zay Jones. I think that he took a big, quietly took a big step last year. I mean, his numbers all more than doubled last year. And if you look at across the board in the NFL, really, a lot of these number one receivers, they don't do really much of anything until their third year. There's very rarely. I mean, we heard some rumblings, you know, take DK Metcalf, he'll be the Bills' number one. Well, even if they got DK Metcalf or a wide receiver in the first round, they typically don't come out of the gate flying. So I think Zay Jones is really going to step up. And as we were discussing before, kind of with the Cole Beasley and the John Browns, they got to build that chemistry with Josh Allen. Zay Jones has plenty of that already. So I think the combination of him coming into his own over the last year, he finally has a full off season, it seems. You know, he's battling with some injuries between one off season. Of course, he has some crazy stuff going on off the field as well. It seems to be going in quietly in the right direction for Zay Jones. And, of course, maybe that's a little biased. He's one of the nicest guys you can meet. So you'll want to pull for a guy like him, too, to come out and just turn heads and go, wow, Zay Jones is the number one receiver. So I'm going to go with him.
Nick Wotan is the managing editor for the Bills Wire, USA Today, joining us in the sports bar for a few more minutes. Danger and Battaglia here on ESPN Rochester. Nick, training camp schedule released today, and here in Rochester, this is big news. First of all, are we going to be seeing you at St. John Fisher College this summer, and do you have any reaction? I mean, if we're claiming you as one of ours, then you're probably looking at the schedule year by year and the Bean and McDermott era and going, yeah, it keeps dwindling, it keeps shrinking. We're getting less and less exposure to the Buffalo Bills here in the Flower City.
Yeah, you know, I'm still working on my schedule as they just, you know, just a couple hours ago released there, so that's to be determined for me. I gotta speak to my bosses, of course, as well, but I was gonna bounce it back to you and kind of see how the Rochester markets react to this, but I think this year it seems like they're gonna kind of hang their hat on, we have these joint practices with Carolina, so it's kind of eating into our training camp schedule. But it seems like they really want to hang back in Orchard Park, and really, hopefully, it doesn't get any less than it is right now for Rochester and St. John Fisher, because I've spent an entirety from day one of training camp to the final practice there over one individual summer, and you know, for media members personally, you guys have been there. It gets about 150 degrees, it feels like, on the field sometimes. But, man, those fans are there. They're there early in the morning. They really enjoy it. It's a great way to connect to the community. So hopefully they can really keep it where it's at and not make it any less than it is. I'm an advocate for staying out there as long as possible.
The thing I don't buy here, Nick, is the Sean McDermott saying, well, you know, the challenge at St. John Fisher is rotating the two grass fields. I don't know, every other coach before they came in had no problem practicing in Growney Stadium itself. I mean, it's a team that plays on field turf inside the training facility, the AdPro Sports Center at Buffalo. It's field turf. So to me, it just doesn't feel the same when every practice is going off at 9:45 in the morning. But the other side of me, I hear the other voice saying, yeah, but In the name of whatever's best for the football team in terms of wins, then you give McDermott whatever he wants.
Yeah, you don't want to hamper the team, and you don't want to do it selfishly. It's kind of what you're saying, as far as Rochester Bills fans are concerned. But I still think it's a great way to connect the community. I mean, there's not any other opportunities that a lot of kids of the area are going to be able to, you know, get an autograph, you know, meet Josh Allen, the guy they're going to be cheering for on Sunday. I'm an advocate for it. And of course, as you said, when I was there with Rex Ryan, I never had him saying too much about beating up that grass field there, though they'd rotate around nice and easily. So,
Nick, what do you got working on for the Bills Wire here as we wrap up mandatory mini camp and look forward to training camp?
Yeah, of course. As you guys know, this next 6 weeks is, you know, folks will ask me, oh, what do you do during the off season while you're covering the Bills? Don't worry, the NFL, they get you covered, of course, all the time with things like the training camp schedule being released and whatnot. But this is really, of course, the dry time of the schedule right now. This is where the guys can get away, do their thing. And Sean McDermott will say it's almost the most worrisome time for him because he doesn't, you know, have the guys under his finger. But having said that, we're actually trying to increase a lot of our podcasts. We have our Bills Wire podcast. Our old managing editor before me, Kyle Stilagi, is actually back in the fold. He's running his own podcast for us now. So the Bills Wire, we have a couple podcasts right now. Like I said, we're on Apple Podcasts, all the websites that you can follow your podcast on. So definitely look out for those. And they've been getting some good feedback. So it's Kyle's been our old managing editor who brought me aboard. I got to tip my cap to him. He's been bringing up some good content there. So definitely take a look out for the Bills Wire podcast out there.
Nick Wotan, Rochester native. Okay, Canandaigua, Batavia, close enough. Nick, appreciate your time, and let's do this again sometime over camp.
Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. Hope to see you there, and enjoy your next 6 weeks, I guess.
Hey, if we don't talk to you, Nick, then that's probably good news for the Buffalo Bills. We'll only be talking to you if something bad happens.
That's exactly right, guys. So that's why I'll say goodbye, and I'll give them some good vibes their way. Nothing bad will happen.
You got it. Be good, Nick. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Nick Wotan, managing editor of the Bills Wire for USA Today, our guest in the sports bar. That was great.
Yeah, and he's of the opinion that keep it here as long as you can. I don't think anybody's going to argue that. Quick leaderboard update. Brooks Koepka's on the move. Shocking. After yesterday's 69, Koepka is 2 under through 16, so he's 3 back. Justin Rose, Tiger, 1 under today. He's 2 under for the tournament.
Okay. Let's get to some takes. Our little take space.
It's called, haven't even gotten to the NBA here.
I know. Isn't it crazy? You got some NBA takes, correct?
Oh, absolutely I do. I mean, this is... It's funny how, you know, LeBron James went from loved athlete to villain in Miami to loved athlete to... Well, there's something else that's going to get cast differently next year in the NBA. The NBA in 2019-2020 is going to be fascinating. So rather than look back, let's look forward.
I've got a non-sports take, and I think both of us have some thoughts on Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. I mean, this kind of got kicked up something. We didn't get to it yesterday in Cleveland, that Baker Mayfield had some comments on Duke Johnson. Well, I'm going to give you my thoughts on Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns as a whole.
All right, I'll drink to that. Some takes on tap next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7. 7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.